Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Back to our discussion of Elijah and John the Baptist. It comes up, of course, in the last two verses of the book of Malachi. You thought we were done with our study of Malachi, having come to the last two verses, and you thought surely that it'll only take a day or two to wrap it up, and I wonder what the next study is going to be. Well, you'll have to wait just a little bit longer to find out, because when we get to these last two verses, we get into a real challenging issue, namely, who is being prophesied to come before the great and terrible day of the Lord? He is called in Malachi Elijah the prophet, but the New Testament indicates that John the Baptist is Elijah of Malachi's prophecy. And that becomes very challenging to some people. How can that be? How can Elijah be John? How can John be Elijah? Elijah is Elijah, and John is John. And let's not be confusing the two. Well, folks, it would be simpler not to. I mean, I understand the quandary. I've wrestled with it myself. In years gone by, I wrestled with it a great deal. I've gotten over that wrestling now, and I'm comfortable with the conclusions that I have drawn from it. But there was a time when it was a thorny, difficult issue for me. But I think forcing ourselves to look at all of the relevant passages and to think it through is going to be helpful to us. It really is a bigger issue than simply the interpretation of this one text. But the interpretation of this one text forces us to deal with some issues and to think about some things that may be new areas of exploration for some people. And so I think for that reason, it's profitable to press on. So thank you for joining me on this Friday, April 10. And thank you for remembering that we can only do this if people like you, and maybe exactly you, particularly you, perhaps God would have you be one of the people like you who helps us financially keep teaching God's Word on this station. What does Malachi say? Malachi 4, verse 5, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." That's the statement in Malachi. A prophecy concerning the coming of Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord, before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. Now, most people would assume that the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord would be the second coming of Christ, when he comes to bring judgment upon the earth. The unrepentant, unbelieving, rebellious population that has continued to refuse his word, refuse his truth, refuse his messengers, refuse his appeals, until finally the ultimate judgment is going to fall. That day is coming. We find it spoken of in Scripture many times. There is a great day coming. A great day coming by and by, and Jesus Christ is coming back with a rod of iron, and he's going to judge this world, and we're told that before the great and terrible, or great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, whatever that day is, I've just described what many people are convinced that it is, and That may be correct or may not be correct. But whatever that day is, we're told that before it comes, Elijah the prophet will come. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And when he comes, he's going to do this, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Now, the only way some people can imagine understanding that prophecy is that Elijah the Tishbite will be resurrected before the second coming of Christ. That's what this text would seem to demand in the minds of many. But may I point out that though it does say Elijah the prophet, it doesn't say Elijah the Tishbite. Now, I don't know if that's terribly significant or not, but I simply point that out because when we get to the New Testament, we find several statements that indicate that John the Baptist fulfills this prophecy, that John the Baptist is the Elijah of Malachi. He is the Elijah the prophet spoken of by Malachi. He certainly is not, and here's where the distinction comes in, he certainly is not Elijah the Tishbite. That he is not. But he does seem, to me, in my understanding of the New Testament scriptures, he does seem to be Elijah the prophet. Now, I don't really want to go back to the verses I've already covered, so I'll just simply review them without turning to them and reading them. But the first one that I pointed out was in Luke chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, where the angel tells Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, that he's going to have a son, and that son's going to come in the spirit and power of Elijah. And when he comes, he will turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children. And he quotes directly from this prophecy in Malachi and applies it to John the Baptist. He comes in the spirit and power of Elijah and fulfills what Malachi says the coming of Elijah will accomplish. If that were the only text, I think that would be enough to convince me that the prophecy of Elijah the prophet in Malachi chapter 4 is a prophecy concerning John the Baptist, not a resurrected Elijah the Tishbite. But that's not the only one. There's another one in Matthew chapter 11. We also looked at that one yesterday. And in that one, Jesus says that, and I think I'm going to have to turn to that one. In that one, Jesus says that if you will accept it, John the Baptist is Elijah of Malachi's prophecy. And from the days, Matthew 11, verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He is Elijah who is to come. Now, where do we read about Elijah who is to come? The Elijah who's coming in the future? Malachi. Malachi is the one who told us that. We just read it. And I've read it several times because it is an astonishing statement. But here it is again. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, etc. And Jesus says that John is the Elijah who is to come. The Elijah who is prophesied to come in the future. He's John. In other words, he's already come. The prophecy's already been fulfilled. He was the Elijah who was to come. When Malachi spoke these words, he was to come after Malachi. He was future to Malachi's day. But how far future? Is he to come at the second coming of Christ? Well, evidently not, because at the first coming of Christ, Jesus says, John is the Elijah who is to come. Now, we talked about that yesterday, but there is yet another one. Matthew chapter 17, verses 11 and following. This is on the Mount of Transfiguration. Verse 10, the disciples asked him, saying, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first before the coming of Messiah?" Why do they say that? "Because you obviously are Messiah," the Transfiguration proves that. "You obviously are Messiah, but where's Elijah?" Now, remember, they actually had conversation with Elijah on the mountain, but he didn't come to earth to accomplish anything. He didn't have a ministry upon the earth at this time. He didn't turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. So why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Jesus answered, verse 11 of Matthew 17, Jesus answered and said to them, "Indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things." That's what the prophecy in Malachi talked about, his restoring things to their proper order. "But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands." Then, if there's any question about what he's talking about, verse 13 says, "Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist." Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? "Well," said Jesus, "I tell you that is true. He is to come first before the coming of Messiah, but he's already come." He did come before the coming of Messiah. He was the forerunner of Messiah. John the Baptist is that Elijah. "Indeed, Elijah is coming first," that is, first before the coming of Messiah, "and will restore all things." John the Baptist had a very powerful restoration ministry where he called people to repentance and to repent and prepare yourselves for the coming of Messiah. And so he will come, he is coming first and will restore all things, "but I say to you that Elijah has come already." What was future to Malachi is now past at the time Jesus speaks in Matthew chapter 17, because by that time John the Baptist has come, has done his work, and has been killed. He's been martyred. He's dead. He's gone. "I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did to him... And they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished." And what did they wish? They wished to put him to death. "Likewise, the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands." They crucified the forerunner of Messiah. No, they didn't crucify him. They chopped off the head of the forerunner of Messiah. They didn't acknowledge him and receive him, and they're going to crucify the very Messiah. They're not going to acknowledge him and receive him either. And the Elijah who was to come first is John the Baptist, and they didn't recognize him, which I think explains that statement we saw yesterday in Matthew chapter 11 that says, "If you will receive it," John the Baptist is Elijah who is to come. Well, they didn't receive it, but that didn't change the fact that he was. It just meant that they didn't benefit. They received no benefit, no spiritual benefit, no blessing, no help, no understanding, because they wouldn't receive the truth that was before them, that John the Baptist is the Elijah who was to come, and that Jesus is the one that he came to precede and prepare for. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.